Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Place your consultants are steady by. Take color 9 at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this
in minutes.
And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, it's National Siblings Day, and a study last year found that 89% of us have at least one brother or sister.
Congratulations.
8% have had a physical fight with a sibling that left marks or drew blood.
All right, okay, that's
sounds about right.
If you have a brother. I'm about to say, it was kind of one-sided in my household because I was the only boy, and so they could beat on me as hard as they wanted to, but...
Yeah, but you can put your D in a shampoo bottle.
Dang.
I mean, look,
now
man.
Now you tell me.
Yeah, it's just all about, you can still have retribution.
Just have to get smarter about
you
it.
You just have to be smart. That's all it is.
The first ever photo of a black hole is set to be released. I believe it actually already was released. Most people might be underwhelmed by it because it won't be high def or anything, but a 9-minute video explaining why it's a big deal has been trending on YouTube. They photographed a doggone black hole, something that everybody said, you can't see it.
That's the irony of it. Well, you can see the event horizon around it, but you can't see the black hole because it is, in fact, a black hole. Against a black background, so it's...
You're saying the light getting sucked into the hole then?
Yeah, that... I think from a scientific point of view, that would be the more interesting part.
Mm-hmm.
Only because you can't see what you can't see, but the light, the event horizon around it,
mm-hmm.
gives a lot of circumstantial evidence to corroborate a lot of the theories of how black holes
okay.
behave.
Mm-hmm. Walmart is rolling out 3,900 robots in stores across the country to help monitor inventory, clean floors, and unload trucks.
As long as they don't have to talk to the shoppers.
And look for Sarah
fine.
Connor.
Right.
Yeah.
Walmart is?
Walmart.
Mm-hmm. It's a major employer, so
mm-hmm.
you have to wonder.
Was.
Yes.
Thieves in Jackson, Mississippi keep stealing the wheels off of police cars.
That's just funny. I mean, I'm sorry, man. I saw that yesterday and kind of giggled.
I would think that they would have that special kind of a tire where it's got that different nut on it that you need a special key to get it off.
They might, but when you're a good thief, nothing matters.
The thief might have the key.
That's... Maybe it's an ex-cop.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ted Smith's on the case.
It's like an NCIS right here.
But yes, still, this is exactly.
I mean, but, okay, I don't know a lot about tires and rims and all that stuff, but okay, the tire on my car. How many different makes and models of cars do you think that would fit?
Probably everything in the Lexus inventory.
Well, no, I mean, what is it, like 4 or 5 cars? Would it be like, I know it would fit like the RAV4, the equivalent of that. Or it might fit something else, but like, I would have to have almost that specific car to steal that tire, right? And those rims?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, also, rims, they're stealing tires off of cop cars. I don't know if this is as much to
fence it as opposed
to just like, they just want to mess with the cops.
Just to screw with
them. That's why I think it's fun.
Or, I mean, you'd have to steal a lot of tires. So I guess the you could have all the crime you want, be like the Purge, because it can't go anywhere.
A new study found the top city in each state where you're most likely to get robbed.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. You guys will never guess what Washington is.
Robbed?
Poulsbo.
Yakima.
Poulsbo, Yakima. Miles?
I'll guess Bremerton.
Ted's already figured out the answer. The reason why you won't guess it is because I have no freaking idea. Distracted driving is up 10% from last year.
Okay.
Well, phones got better, Doc.
Yeah, pretty much. A woman in New Hampshire is suing a restaurant called the Stumble Inn Bar and Grill.
Because she's an idiot.
Because she stumbled through the front door and got a concussion.
She stumbled and she walked in?
She fell.
Yes.
Did she trip on anything or she was just wasted?
Two guys were fighting in the doorway. She tried to walk around them.
It's a Stumble Inn?
And she literally stumbled on her way out. And now she wants to sue them. They should her general thing is they should have had a wider doorway. You know, to account for people fighting.
For three people.
It.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. You get a bigger door than the standard door for you.
That way they can fight and I can still get around.
Unlike any other building in the country.
A new study found that workers who have to deal with the general public and pretend to be happy all day tend to drink more after work.
Sure they do.
Jobs like teachers.
Yeah.
Nurses.
Mm-hmm.
People in food service.
Right.
Call screeners. A free new service.
Wow. Hey, you know, that wasn't on the list last year, Mike.
Wasn't it?
Made the list.
Must be moving up.
I guess. A free new service called called Slutbot.
Slutbot? I'm listening.
Launched yesterday. It lets you practice sexting by doing it with a robot first.
Oh, that's sad.
You grind my gears.
And broke penis.
Oh, no.
Sexting's one of those things, like, it. I don't know. It can be awkward, but you... There's no defined line.
No.
Just know it when you've crossed it. Because she'll be like, that's weird. Or like,
you don't get a response.
I can't believe you said that. Right. Like, I thought we were texting.
Sometimes just texting alone, you don't convey the right emotion.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that they've already made this technology, you know, workable. It sounds like every, you know, back when I was in the Tinder days, it sounds like pretty much half the women that matched me would qualify under this.
Oh, I didn't realize you were a sexter.
Well, no, they were bots, dude. And then they come on to you way too strong.
So how did you do then, since essentially you were sexting with a bot?
Well, they wanted my credit card number.
Well, that's what happens.
Uh-huh.
Dude, there's some of those on the gram, too.
Yeah,
it's
I was going to say, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. An Uber driver in San Francisco dropped someone off at the airport last Thursday, then drove back to their house and tried to break in.
Mm-hmm. Because they knew you're out of town.
That's right. Their doorbell cam set off an alarm and he left, but he then broke into a neighbor's house and stole a bunch of stuff.
Well, it worked out in the end. Then they didn't get their stuff stolen and they got a ride to an airport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the end, that's all you want.
Yeah, probably didn't like the neighbors either.
Luckily, the cops tracked him down and did recover some of the stuff.
Your image is
still at the other people's house, guy. Oh, boy.
Come on.
No one showed up to a 9-year-old kid's birthday party in Michigan recently, so a cop just happened to meet on his birthday, threw him a second party the next day, and he brought toys, a bunch of Krispy Kreme donuts that spelled out happy birthday, and even a quartet to sing to him.
Is that a happy story?
Well, no.
I mean, think about it. It's a 6-year-old kid.
It's a better story, Miles.
The kid misses the bus.
Okay.
Kid's never been late for school. The kid is so upset that he's going to be late that he's bawling and crying and running after the school bus.
Okay.
Officer sees the kid, picks the kid up, takes the kid to school, also learns that it's the kid's birthday. Mm-hmm. He's having a birthday party that night, asks the cop to come. The cops come that night. They're the only ones that showed up for the birthday party. So the police officers the next day decide to throw him a second birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So is it good?
Is it a happy story?
It's happier than the police officer giving him the finger, Miles.
Well, sure. It's happier than that.
Right?
Do you feel happy?
Mike, if we throw you a birthday party and you're 7 years old, and the only people that show up are two cops, and you invited your entire class, is that a happy story or is that a sad story?
It's happier, Miles.
I don't know. Isn't it?
I'm happy those cops were there.
Sometimes childhood also just sucks.
It does. That's why you got to take every win.
And I hope that kid grows up to be a police officer based on that. But other than that...
Or a criminal, because he likes your company.
Yeah, this story does not have... It's a sad story.
And I hope that he looks on the, you know, greener side of the grass, except for instead of Miles' brown-ass grass that he's standing on over there.
I'm not saying
that. Well, I don't know. The cops showed up because you have no friends.
Thank God for the police officers being there, and thank God for what they did the next day. But the reason they did what they did the next day was because the story was so sad from the night before that they couldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
It was not a happy story.
Are we just going to ignore that he was tardy for the bus?
Right.
You know, that's a good point. Bad student.
Damn. On his birthday?
Cops can't throw a kid celebrate birthday already? Party.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it? He's a story that's probably doing trying to one make of those people feel better.
Birthday weeks.
What's worse, people not coming to your party or people are not getting invited to a party when you're that age?
People not showing up
at your party. Yeah.
All right.
You know who your friends
one
are.
One person
right?
might not ask you to go someplace. All right, who you don't.
But whatever. You don't like them. You know that. Right,
but
oh, I remember his name.
But if everybody you ask doesn't show up.
Right. Nobody likes you.
That's the difference between throwing out one line or throwing out 100.
You can either have one person who doesn't like you or no one likes you.
Mm-hmm.
Hope those breadsticks.
Because you eat boogers in school. Yeah.
Garlic!
It's back. A woman in Oklahoma attempted to steal a delivery truck at a local Walmart, but she told police that she had a very good excuse as to why.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hogan, and please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. Even though I have the hiccups, I'm not having a stroke, so stop asking. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Katie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi, guys.
Hola. Hola. All right, Katie, you understand how this year's game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Here is your story. We go to Hartford, Connecticut, where a 25-year-old man was spotted driving a stolen car. The cops used their cars to box him in. He then takes off on foot. But he was chased down on foot by a cop wearing a bow tie and tap dancing shoes. That is correct. The cop was wearing tap dancing shoes. Now, the cop's name is Jay Montrose. And it's not clear if he was off duty or what, but he's a detective in training, so he has to wear a tie. And he prefers the Tucker Carlson look. But unfortunately, no word on why he was wearing tap shoes. Anyway, he caught up to the suspect about two blocks away in tap shoes and arrested the guy. That guy's facing charges for first-degree larceny, interfering with police, and driving on a suspended license. And when they sentence him, they, of course, found crack. So now he's facing a drug charge. Our question is, do you believe that this man, who could not outrun a cop in tap dancing shoes, is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
So we're not going with a cop. We're going with a guy who is...
We're going with the guy who's running from the cop.
Okay.
First of all, who knew Gregory Hines was a cop?
I know. Name another tap dancer.
I can't.
Neither can
He's
I.
He's the only one I know.
Is he even still alive?
Yeah. Is he? Is he still alive?
I want to say yeah, like Miles. I don't know. Gregory Hines.
I hope not. I mean, that he's still alive.
Jesus.
I'm not wrong. I mean, I hope not.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think I'm going white on this one.
He's slow to run, but he got caught with crack, right?
Yeah, when they caught him, he had crack.
And where was it at?
In Hartford, Connecticut.
What do you think, Ted?
I mean, you're right. It would make sense that he's slower.
Slow.
But he's tab dancing shoes.
Well, no, but that's the cop. We're trying to figure out.
You could not run someone. I mean, it's not Carl Lewis chasing him.
Yeah, but it could be like a...
Click the clack, 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 clack.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking it's black. I'm just going on that part of Connecticut.
I think I'm going to stick with white.
You're going to stick with white? Final answer, Katie?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Got you on Connecticut today on Profile. This Connecticut man in a stolen car. He's chased down by a cop. Cop catches him, so he jumps out of the car, takes off running on foot. So does the cop. In tap shoes.
Clickety, 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 clickety.
And he catches him and arrests the guy. And he had crack on him. Not the guy in the tap
shoes. You're under arrest. We just feel like you should get some kind of scat performance when the cop shows up. But, Katie, we asked you, did you believe that the guy who's caught by a man running in tap shoes is black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You went white. Yes, Ted's advice. Ted said black. Well, we will begin with your answer. Yeah. Ted is correct. The clue here is Hartford.
Yeah, that's what I said. Just
Hartford,
part of Connecticut.
Yeah, you said, look, man, I'm going to play the odds. You said Hartford, Connecticut? I sure did. Black.
Yeah. Connecticut's very kind of bougie.
But not Hartford.
Not Hartford.
I mean, look, we can always throw you a few curveballs, but if we say Detroit, St. Louis, Hartford, there's just certain places to go. If you're playing the numbers, you're going to go black, right? But this brother, right? Because black guys are fast. Like, bro, you got caught by a white man in tap shoes. He'll never live that down.
And lesson learned, ladies. Always go with Ted.
Clickety, 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 click. Like, you can hear the guy gaining on you, right?
I feel like I'd love to tap dance. I don't know where I would do it, but...
New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they do it everywhere, and it's awesome.
Money be raining on you.
Yeah.
Be great.
Dude, that'd be my thing.
Yeah.
I tap dance on
tap and tip.
Street corners.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Put that on your profile.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Want to feel bad about yourself?
Sure.
Your smarts and your money situation?
All of that, Ted, please.
Let's go to Jeopardy.
Daily Double. You have an $11,000 plus lead over Samit. All of it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who is Jesse James?
Yes, indeed. And for their Daily Double.
It's $25,000.
All right.
What is Moorish?
Moorish is right. $72,600 going into final for you, James. We need to find Quantum Leap. We do. How much did you risk? $38,314. A new one-day record. $110,914. And now a four-day record of $244,365.
Yeah.
That's a lot of coin.
You can check out that video, some of his other stats, the Men's Room Facebook page.
Yeah, I feel great.
Yeah, well, not only that, he's a good dude, so it'll make everybody feel worse. He wanted to get the one-day record. It was previously held by Roger Craig. If you're a Niners fan, you'll remember.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking of, I know one Roger Craig.
But the previous record was $77,000. This dude won $110,000.
Smoke that.
That is. In one day.
Yeah. Also, they say that the number $110,914 isn't just a random number. He intentionally ended on that amount to symbolize his daughter's birthday, November 9th, 2014.
Yes, because he actually put happy birthday, Booger, on the bottom of the answer.
I would have to state
somewhere. Booger McFarland was like, thanks, dude.
Exactly. How did you know my birthday?
Happy birthday, Booger.
What do you say? This
guy's $110,000 daddy's bringing home.
He's smarter. Better than us.
No question.
Yeah, he
clearly loves his kid more.
And when I say us, I mean you guys listening too.
Everybody, all of us.
Yeah, right? He's the best of all time. He's the one-day record holder.
Damn, that is amazing. You got to hope.
That's why you're the record holder.
I would assume, and I don't know this for a fact, but I assume that Jeopardy, you know, you're going to get taxed to death, of course, because Uncle Sam needs his cut for all the hard work he does. But after that, I think you get your sum, right? There are some shows. Well, it was, what is it?
You cannot go on Jeopardy and get taxed to death.
Well, no. I mean,
you can only imagine how much winnings are. They probably just keep
it. Oh, yeah, they
like
do that.
Bonus.
Right, because they've earned it. But what's the show in the summer everyone like? I don't like it, but Howie Mandel.
America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. So what I read about that show is, I guess if you win the whole thing, I guess you win $1 million.
All right.
That's the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, they don't hand you the check for like $600,000 after something taxed. They pay it out over a period of either 20 or 40 years. It worked out that people, if you win America's Got Talent, yes, you won $1 million and we'll give it to you $20,000 a year.
That's right? It?
Most people don't know that going in. So you're and look, there's nothing wrong with supplementing your income with $20,000. But when people tell you that you've won $1 million, the thought in your head, even if you account for taxes, is that it's one lump sum, right? With America's Got Talent, it's, you cannot believe how much money that show generates. It's the top-rated summer show on network TV. Great. Chains advertisers who spend ridiculous amounts on TV, even though no one actually watches it. But they spend all their money on TV. So they are rolling in dough. They could pay you $10 million at the end of that show and not even feel the sting. That's so cheap.
So if you won $1 million right now, you get to keep it tax-free. What would you buy?
I'd just pay off my house. Honestly.
Like, all right, you got to buy, right, but buy something fun. Vacation?
Yeah, probably travel a bit.
Sure. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, I'm not really a stuff guy. So
yeah,
I
definitely go on vacation.
I might get some new clothes.
You know what I would do?
I mean, I'd put a bunch of it away, but I'd also buy a gold Rolex.
I think I'd buy a place and a place I want on vacation.
You buy a gold one and not a silver one?
Well, I like the silver ones, but yeah, I don't know. I just buy a gold one.
Would you buy, what kind of, Submariner?
Get real.
Daytona 500? Because I know you like to bump and rub and ride or whatever.
Rub and ride.
Exactly. Ted likes rubbing and riding.
Rubbing is racing.
Yeah,
rubbing is
not racing. Rubbing.
I mean, I do like rubbing and riding.
That's what I'm saying. How can you not like rubbing and riding?
Lesson learned here, ladies. Always go with Ted.
Rubbing and riding.
You'll be rubbed and ridden.
Or, yeah. One of us doing the rubbing, one of us doing the riding. All right. Now, listen. I know a lot of us probably don't watch the show, The Talk, which is like...
Never in my life.
Is it Sharon Osbourne?
Right.
Okay.
It's like
Well, there's The View, there's The Talk, there's a number of them, and they have interchanging people all the time that come and the go, and they make a big deal out of it, and since I don't watch the show, I can't keep up. So I know Whoopi's on one, Barbara's on
one. Yeah, The Talk's kind of like the discount
Joy Bearer's on one, McCain's on one.
Right, so The Talk has been around for a while. Sarah Gilbert, you remember her from Roseanne, now The Conners. She was on there, the audience was not expecting it, and here's the thing you got to keep in mind. She created the show.
Sarah Gilbert
created the show.
Okay.
So that's why when you hear this reaction from the crowd, it's pretty legit because it's like, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, The View has had people come and go, but like, right, like she was the creator. She's always been on there.
This is hard to do and something that I have been struggling with for a while and going back and forth, but I've decided that it's time for me to leave the show at the end of the season. I obviously love it here, and like I said, this was extremely difficult. Last season, I did Hunters, as you know, and was also producing and here, and I loved it and felt totally empowered, but also, if I'm being honest about it, I think my life was slightly out of balance, and I wasn't, you know, able to spend as much time with my three kids as I'd like or time for myself, and as I've continued on, I'm starting to develop more things to produce, and I'm having opportunities to act, and I'm just feeling like I don't know how I'm going to do it all. I was looking at the next 6 months and just thinking, there's not time. It's difficult because this is a place that I love and a place that I'm extremely happy.
But I'd rather do the other stuff.
That's what I'm saying. That one's just kind of shocking because she created the show.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's different. Although, the only thing I would say to her is like, wait, you said that you don't get to spend as much time with the kids as you'd like. I get it.
Oh.
Garlic.
Did you poop?
It sounded like I was skipping a rock. And but you also don't have time for yourself. One thing I've discovered is you can either spend time with your kids or you can have time for yourself. But those two things seldom coexist. And by the way, this fart smells horrible.
Oh, great.
Jeez. Wow.
Well, thanks.
Well, right on cue. Thanks for the segue there, Stinky Man. Because yesterday when she made that announcement, The Talk mistakenly labeled it as Reeking News. They forgot the B.
Reeking News.
Reeking News.
Yeah. This news stinks. It's reeking.
I'm your segue man.
Yeah. You didn't even know I was going to do that.
No, I did. Well-oiled machine. We practiced that for days before Ted told us.
Didn't sound oiled at all. Sounded like a dry place.
Let's stick with people quitting.
Okay.
Next up, probably, I mean, look, I don't know, but if you played for a basketball organization your whole career, they kind of know you, they love you, your name is Magic Johnson, you think you might run it by the boss first because you're so close to him, but keep in mind, Magic Johnson, the president of basketball's... actions, I'll call it.
Operations.
Thank you. Can come up with that. For the Los Angeles Lakers, they've had a terrible season. LeBron couldn't help them. There's all the stuff with Anthony Davis. So after the game last night, Magic said this to the reporters.
I've been thinking about the great meetings I had with Jeannie the last couple of days. And, you know, I love her as a sister. So today, I'm going to step down as president. And I think her and I have such an amazing relationship. And I think that she gave me full power to do what I wanted to do. But I think that with her and I want to always preserve our relationship and love her. And then I think that I had more fun when I was able to be the big brother and ambassador to everybody.
Okay.
He doesn't want the job.
No.
Now, this thing will get messy. Also, I was watching SportsCenter last night, and they were kind of explaining it. This is so odd. Like, he just, the media, I want to say, was talking to Luke Walton or something. So they were about to leave, and he just kind of gathers the media, like, oh, hey, I got something to tell you. Nobody had any idea. Nobody right. in the organization. I mean, it's odd.
I do respect that.
What?
Well, what's the difference if he puts out a press release or they do all this stuff?
Well, it's not that. You tell the right people.
It's not that, but he's part of the fabric of the Los Angeles Lakers. You know what I mean? This isn't some random guy. You know, like,
Well, I think if you're the president of, what is it, basketball, Jesus, operations.
Action.
Yes, president of basketball actions. Just based on your job title alone, like, look, if we were ending the show, we would not announce it to everyone right now. We probably would have spoken to our bosses.
Right.
It's just one that, as an adult, you just go through that one channel. The media doesn't. You don't have to do a press conference because that's basically where you go to lie and give a crafted statement.
Right. To Magic Johnson. I get it, right? But his name's on that. And then he stood there and was like, oh, it's been great and this and that. Like, I think he could have said, hey, to somebody, like, this is going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Now, the other problem is, it's just so abrupt. There's going to be a lot of bad stories to come out.
Oh,
that this year was a nightmare for the Lakers.
Like I said, they are the Steelers of the NBA right now.
The general manager is an agent.
Right, so that's a lot of the rumors that are coming out, is that he wanted the GM fired, but they weren't going to fire the GM, and then he wanted to keep Luke Walton, but they're going to fire Luke Walton. I'm just telling you, like, as abruptly as that ended, like, that, it's not going to come out clean. There's going to be a lot of dirty stuff.
But, I mean, I think it's one of those situations. He may have overstepped. Like you said, I enjoyed being, you know, the big brother to people and all that, because it's one thing to be popular, but when you actually take on the job, you might discover that what you thought was easy was not so easy, and you're terrible at the job.
Well, that's the other thing a lot of people have said.
Yeah.
That's the other rumor going around, is that he wasn't getting along with the GM, but also that he really didn't understand the time commitment of this job and maybe just didn't want it.
Happens to a lot of people.
And he also didn't understand the way that the job was held. Because when you're an ambassador, you're basically just going around saying whatever you want. No, like,
yeah.
You know, imagine
you're
like,
your PR. You know, I mean, that's one thing. PR is one thing. You can convince anyone of anything. But when you actually get the job and actually have to do things and understand how the machine works, it's a little different, man.
You can't just go up there and go like, well, right now we're trying to do a backdoor deal with Pelicans and trying to get Davis.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that was such a... I mean, that's basically what killed their season, right?
Because
now the players on your team know that you were going to leverage most of them and trade them.
And they already had done that. This one guy last year, I think he plays for the Cavs this year. Last year he went up and said, like, hey, I'm thinking about my wife and I are going to buy a house. Should I buy a house in L.A.? Just be straight with me. We're going to buy a home. So if I'm on the trading block, and he's like, you'll only be traded if you're traded for the big three, which were the big three players that were whatever that criteria was. And LeBron's on their team, so I don't know who that could be. But either way, he said, okay. They traded him 2 weeks later.
Right, because they got LeBron.
After he bought the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... Mm-hmm. I asked you one thing.
Right, exactly. Should I buy a house? Yeah. We're not going to do anything unless we get to one of the big three. Okay.
Look, I don't think it's good. I think it's crappy, but I also think that's par for the course.
It is. I mean, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing's weird. And you know what? Stephen A. Smith, who's the highest paid guy on ESPN.
$11 million a year.
I do not care for him on First Take, right? Just kind of the arguing stuff. But watching him kind of break this story and talk about it again, I was like, oh, that's a Stephen A. Smith I like. On the same token that I would say, like, Tony Kornheiser, I like on PTI. Mm-hmm. He used to write two columns in the Washington Post. I liked his columns. I never cared for him on radio. You know, so like when I said,
either did the listeners.
He did a show for a long time.
Yeah, he did.
So I think that sometimes too, like you almost forget with these guys. And I wouldn't say to Stephen A. Smith, I don't like you, because I feel like he'd be real like mad about it. But like, dude, just on that one show, I like your other stuff.
Contractually, they asked you to be an a-hole, and you are. But we did, right?
I mean, that's the same way with like Skip Bayless. I don't think Skip Bayless believes all that, but
no, they don't. And like, because one thing you know about all sports shows, and look, and I enjoy certain sports, I just can't take BS to a degree. And it's like, it is impossible that every subject you bring up between two people that disagree. And correct. That you have the stat. So you know it's contrived, and I just have a hard time sitting through it. I don't mind if guys break into a debate when they're legitimately having a conversation.
Yeah.
But everything you put out, like, oh, you disagree again, but you instantly have these stats. Like, it's just phony, and I can't handle
it. Most interesting thing I've ever heard about Skip Bayless is he's had the same dinner for the last 35 years every single night.
Yeah, well, he's shredded. He looks like a guy that would eat the same. Look, I don't even have to know, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say he involves some brown rice, some type of green vegetable, and salmon.
Nope, close.
Chicken?
Chicken breast, grilled.
Skinless.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
Brown rice. The same meal every night for 30 years.
He probably doesn't even put hot sauce on it. All right, Netflix kind of got in some trouble. They have a show called Our Planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's been given, as I say here, giving people nightmares. Have you seen The Walrus Fall to His Death?
I saw the preview.
Sorry,
my bad. I love stuff like that.
That's two in a week?
It is. No, two in 2 weeks. I had one last week. This one I had the
but you really like
it. Yeah, it's two in a week.
Yeah. That's not Frank's Red Hot, bro. Yeah, it's a nature show.
Right?
I love that stuff.
Easy. All right. So I've seen it. That walrus does fall and die. It's awful.
Isn't there more than one? Don't they follow like a bunch of them that go up there and do
so
that?
So here's their whole thing. The show is saying these walruses are... That's just a weird word to say.
Mm-hmm.
Walruses are falling off the cliff because there used to be ice there, but it's not there anymore because of global warming. Now, other people are saying Netflix is lying. The walruses were falling off the cliff to escape a polar bear attack.
Doesn't matter.
The problem is there's no evidence of that in the footage. So Netflix is like, well, you could think that, but like there wasn't a bear there.
What are they upset about? Does it matter why the walrus... If someone didn't push it, what is the problem? It's a nature show. I mean, like, what did you expect to see in a nature show? Nature's not kind.
People that are upset about it are saying that they're using the walrus dying to...
Oh,
if
to
you don't
promote
believe
climate,
in climate change.
Change,
then...
I see.
Then you think it's BS and you're just showing, basically... I don't know what you call it. Like, not porn. There's
propaganda.
Yeah. I don't know. Gruesome porn.
Yeah,
either way,
that's what
because really
we all
sad.
Benefit from believing right. that.
It's a walrus just flopping off a cliff.
And as far as the environment goes, yes, it's getting worse, people.
Like, not everything's a conspiracy. I mean, there's a little thing called science you can learn in school. They offer it for free. Just stop. I mean, my God, it's right there.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. Okay, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Oklahoma woman tries to steal a delivery truck in front of a Walmart while being chased by a pack of zombies. Meanwhile, police are called in Oregon for a break-in and find a Roomba in a bathroom, making vacuuming a breeze. The Florida where a dog named Lucky isn't so lucky after all. She thought she had dirt in her eye, but it was something that could sting and crawl. And a man is charged with animal cruelty after abandoning his pet goldfish. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Oklahoma where a woman attempted to steal a delivery truck from a Walmart because she was being chased. Police were called to the area by the driver saying that she had locked herself inside and luckily she was having trouble putting the truck in gear. When police arrested her, she said that she was only trying to escape the bloodthirsty zombies that were chasing her.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
It does. I mean, I'd be freaked out. I'd want to get out
right,
of there.
To be fair, if I'm being chased by bloodthirsty zombies, I will try to steal a vehicle.
Hell yeah. However, this may come as a shock, but they found methamphetamine in her system after this.
And
no zombies
on
that. That's right. They're still on the lookout for the zombies.
Sure.
The town has been put on high alert.
Yes, high alert.
Yes. In other news, in Cedar Hills, Oregon, a man that was house-sitting made his way into the house and found out that the bathroom door was locked. He heard rustling and saw a shadow moving back and forth at the door's opening. Sensing an intruder, the sitter called the police, who arrived on the scene and attempted to get the intruder to identify himself, but to no avail. He was just sitting in there and pacing. The intruder stood firm for long enough for police to break down the door, guns drawn to reveal the burglar, a Roomba that had accidentally locked itself inside the bathroom.
All right.
They did then, you know, of course, patrol the perimeter real fast just to make sure that it was just as funny as it was, and it was just the stupid little vacuum.
Ah, the poor Roomba.
That's right. Miles, you look concerned, buddy.
I just I can see the Roomba going in there, it running, and then it coming back and pushing the door closed.
Yes, now it's trapped.
Now it's in there. It's doing its stuff.
A lot like my fat lab used to do.
The house sitter comes in, hears all this ruckus, looks under the door, sees the shadows and the light and all that and the noise.
That's right.
Just, yeah, I mean, that's fine.
I get it.
It's creepy, man.
Yeah.
We go to Houston where the Astros mascot has created a little trouble. Ted, do you have any idea who the Astros mascot is? The green guy.
He's green?
He's green.
Shuttle?
Orbit. So close.
I was close.
All right. Woman is filing a lawsuit with the Astros after she attended a game last year and was the victim of negligence on their part. While sitting along the third baseline, Orbit came around during a pause in the game and brought out that beloved T-shirt cannon. Unfortunately, as the lawsuit claims, there was not enough warning that they were bringing the cannon out, so she wasn't paying enough attention when Orbit, quote, took aim and fired a shirt right at her. The shirt struck one of her fingers head-on and fractured it, requiring two surgeries to get it fixed back up. She's suing the organization for more than $1 million.
Oh, stop.
She reached out for the T-shirt.
Did she?
You can't reach out for the If I'm standing normally, my fingers aren't spread out with my hands directly in front of me. That's not how I stand.
Unless you're saluting Hitler.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
I mean,
so,
honestly, no one stands like right that unless that's what you're doing.
The zombie walk in a baseball game with your hands in front of you and your fingers straight out. Like, she was reaching for the... So she should
or
be...
Or her soda, Miles.
She should be sued for having a terrible ability to catch something. You keep your hands up, keep your hands on, you keep your eyes on.
Is that part of the risk of just going to a game?
Sure.
Yeah, there's stuff leaving. I mean,
there's an 81-year-old woman in L.A. who got hit on the same baseline by a baseball. She just died.
I was going to say, before you worry about the T-shirt cannon, you're going to a place where people are smashing a ball.
Right.
With a bat, right? So you already understand that by going to this particular event, there is a risk of getting hit with something. And to be honest with you, the T-shirt cannon is your best bet.
They shouldn't even allow old people or young people under the age of, I would say, 10 to even sit on the first or the third baseline.
Test their reflexes.
No,
you throw a punch in their face if they can't block.
You go over to T-Mobile and you sit in that section. You can see the seat in front of you, or if you're at the wall, right there on the wall that says, careful, there's stuff flying at you.
Either that or everybody who sits down there has to take their cell phone out, and then they check it, and then they get it
right
into the game.
You are not selfieing during this game.
If you put your face down for 5 seconds, you can lose your eye socket. You can lose anything.
This one comes courtesy of our own Steve the Thrill Hill. A couple on their way to Toronto managed to get themselves kicked off of a bus and arrested. While on the way to their destination, the pair began to get a little amorous and started masturbating.
Oh, yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
I would assume so. I don't know if they were...
Oh, yeah. This is a team effort.
I don't know if they were kind of helping each other out or if they were just deciding, you know what, you look dang good and just kind of going after themselves right there. But igniting their passion, the couple then proceeded to remove their clothing and engaged in other lewd sexual acts right there on the bus, right in plain view of other passengers. When the driver noticed what they were doing, he stopped the bus and demanded that they leave. The man responded by spitting at the driver before getting off the bus. They were found by police and arrested. You can't just strip down and hammer each other there on the bus.
That's fun, though.
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. The head chef's in the house. Ted's meat and potatoes. Noah Sherlock. And we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best.
And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.